Welcome to a new year. God has been so very gracious just to let us live to see a new day and now a brand new year. Henry Longfellow was once asked how he managed a long and happy life. He pointed to an apple tree one day and he said, "The secret of the apple tree is that it grows a little new wood every year." Well, many of us are returning to work and school and schedules and demands of normal life, and I want to suggest to you today that our first goal should be this: spiritual growth. A little new wood this year. It doesn't always come quickly. It comes gradually, a day at a time, a decision at a time, a discipline at a time. I think sometimes we try so desperately to make these huge strides, and we fail to take the simple steps. And we have to go back again and again to the basics and starting right where we are. And so with that in mind, I want to bring you on the first day of a brand new year to a beautiful story that Jesus gave in Luke chapter number 13. Beginning in verse 6, it says, "He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Now, we know, of course, that the Lord Jesus was trying to get a lesson across to the religious leaders and to the children of Israel. He was saying to these chosen people, "Look at all that I've done for you to make you fruitful, all the blessings that I've given, all the opportunity that you've had, and there's still no fruit." And it's a message of both mercy and judgment. He says, "I'm giving you a little space to repent and obey and believe. And then, if there's still no fruit, we're going to cut it down." God is saying here, there's a window of time, and this window matters. What you do with it matters. But notice the phrase in Luke chapter 13, verse number 8. This is powerful. He says, "Let it alone this year also." God in His grace has given us another year for Him to work on us. Another year for us to work with Him. And I wonder, is this year going to be a year of spiritual growth in your life? For me personally, I've been really convicted lately just about my own growth. I'm not talking about ministry and labor and work. I'm talking about just my life, my walk, my knowledge of Christ, my love for Christ. I want to grow. When you stop growing, you start dying. The Christian life is to be a life of growth, growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you a growing Christian? Are you moving forward? Maybe not at the pace you wish. Maybe you're not where you want to be. But in the words of Longfellow, are you growing a little new wood every year? Are you getting nearer to God? Are you closer to God now than you were a year ago? And maybe more important, where will you be this time next year? Let me give you a few simple thoughts to consider today. The first is this: the Lord wants fruit. He wants fruit in all of our lives. In John chapter 15, He talked about fruit, more fruit, much fruit, fruit that remains. But nevertheless, God wants fruit. And not all of us perhaps are as fruitful as someone else. And none of us are as fruitful as we ought to be. But God wants fruit in our lives for His glory and for His honor. The Lord's looking for fruit. Number two, the Lord's not only looking for fruit, the Lord is doing everything possible so we will be fruitful. In the story that Jesus gave, they had planted it. They were going to dig about it. They were going to dung it. That means fertilize it. They were putting everything in that needed to be there and taking everything out that didn't need to be there to give it every opportunity to bear fruit. Let me ask you, what is the Lord trying to put in your life right now? Or perhaps cut out of your life right now, so that you can be fruitful? Remember, Jesus said of His Father, the husbandman, in John 15, that every branch that's going to bear fruit has to be purged. It has to be pruned. And the Lord has a way of doing that in all of our lives. So what do you need to eliminate? What needs to be laid aside? What's God putting His finger on or using the sword of the Spirit to try to sever from your life right now? What work is God doing in you that needs to be done so that you can be fruitful? The Lord wants fruit. The Lord is working on you. And then notice this, the Lord is making the inspection. It's not me that's inspecting you or someone else simply that's inspecting you. The Lord Himself knows if you're bearing fruit or not. The Lord comes around again and again examining our life. Could I ask you on the first day of a new year, examine your own life. Let the Lord search you. The psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We're going into a new year, and I'm going to tell you, my number one goal this year is I want some new growth in this new year. I mean, for me personally, spiritually, privately, I want new growth this year in my life. I have found that sometimes those who have the hardest time growing are those who have been growing the longest. The most mature believers sometimes get the idea that they've arrived, or they fail to recognize the areas in their life that they've neglected. So would you pray this today, "Lord, show me what needs to change. Show me what needs to be cut out of my life, what needs to be put into my life, so that this year will be a year of bearing fruit. This year will be a year of spiritual growth." Listen to the verse again. He says, "Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." I don't know about you, I sure am grateful for the mercy of God. I said to some people the other day, I am getting more and more grateful just for God's patience with me. Think how often the Lord should have cut us all down, and He's not done that. Praise the Lord for His mercy. For a God of second chances and new beginnings, that's what we have today. Don't waste it. Don't despise it. Don't take it lightly and for granted. Recognize that the Lord is giving you another year in which to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and to become more like Christ. Sometimes I look at where I am and where I really wish I was or should be, and I can almost get just so discouraged I want to quit. I think, "Lord, I'm so far away from being where I ought to be." But may I ask you, how do you get from where you are to where you should be? What if every day this year you took one step of faith and obedience to God? I'm talking about one definite step of spiritual growth every day this year. Well, this time next year, if the Lord lets us live and tarries His coming, you'd be 365 steps closer to being the person that God wants you to be. So let's just start today, shall we? One step at a time, one day at a time. What today needs to change in your life for you to begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ? Remember, the secret of the apple tree is that it grows a little new wood every year. Now, don't worry about making a good show for everybody else. Worry about the substance and strength of your own walk with Jesus Christ. Worry about what is beneath the surface, and God will take care of the rest. You concentrate on the root, God will take care of the fruit. May the Lord help all of us to have the most fruitful year for the glory of God and by the grace of God we've ever had. Lord, give us new growth in this new year.